Good evening. Welcome to our annual Thanksgiving service that we have here at Shannon Hills Bible Chapel. It's a little bit different this year. We're in a different venue, but it's one of my favorite services. I've had the privilege of being involved in it many years, and especially over the last two or three. And Thanksgiving is one of my favorite times of year. And we're glad all you chose to be here with us tonight and share this evening with us and the fellowship and all that the Lord has in store for us. I'm going to ask you to stand to begin with as we do a couple of congregational songs that have a little Thanksgiving twist to us. The first one is Forever. The words are going to be here. You may want to, can you kill that other strand, Jonathan? It may help where they can see it. Can y'all see that in the back? You might can't see the pretty leaf background, but if you can see the words, that's what matters. So, all right, here we go.
Give thanks to the Lord, our God and King. His love endures forever. For He is good, He is above all things. His love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise. With a mighty hand and outstretched arm, His love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn, His love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise, sing praise, sing praise. Forever God is faithful, forever God is strong, forever God is with us.
May be seated. That's a great start, and what a glorious thing to be thankful for, that God is with us forever. We'd like to take an opportunity to welcome a couple of folks who are visiting with us, and I would dare say they probably came the furthest of anyone tonight. They came all the way from Jamaica, from Ruth and Bunny Hamilton's home assembly. It's Arlen and Joan Madden. Is that correct? Why don't y'all stand? We'd like to see who these folks are. We're glad you're with us, Arlen and Joan. They're guests of Ruth and Bunny, and they're going to experience a true Southern Thanksgiving. So thank you for being with us tonight. We'd also like to just give you a little update on some folks who had some surgery this week. Rebecca Burton's surgery went real well. David told me she's up and actually moving around. The doctor's pleased. I think Luther Tomac's surgery went well as well. And I think Abby Wallace got a good report initially, so we're thankful for the answered prayer there. Another opportunity for you to sing, another chorus that we've done a few times, 10,000 Reasons, Bless the Lord, O My Soul.
Bless the Lord, O my soul. Worship is all. my soul. Oh, my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I'll worship Your holy name.
Very good. Thank you. That was beautiful. This time, we don't want to forget about the important part of Wednesday night, and that's prayer time. I'd like to ask our brother Tim Martin. Oh, there he is over there. Make sure he's here. Tim Martin to commend us to the Lord in prayer.
Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, as we come before You this evening, Father, we remember that verse in Your Word where it says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." And yet, Father, we look back over this year and we remember those hard times, Father, when we remember those of our family and those of this number who have passed away, and we have grieved for them. And those of our families and those of this number, Father, who are and still may be sick and enduring treatments and surgeries, Father. We think of Your people throughout the world in many places where they are martyred for the sake of the name of the Lord Jesus, where families are broken apart, where their property is taken from them, the suffering that they have to go through. Father, and yet Your Word says, in everything, give thanks. Father, we thank You for Your Word that also says, all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. We thank You for Your Word that says we are kept in Your hands and nobody can pluck us out of Your hands. And we are kept in the Lord Jesus' hands and no one can pluck us out of His hands. And we are sealed by the Holy Spirit of God. And so, Father, we come this evening and we exclaim with Scripture, "I know in whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day." And so, Father, as we come before You this evening, we thank You for all the many blessings You have bestowed upon us. And even those hard things, Father, we give You thanks and praise as well, too. Because we know You're in control and You're the sovereign Lord over the entire universe. And nothing touches us except by the permissive will of Yourself. And so, Father, we ask Your blessings upon this evening, on each person here, on each family here, and the needs of Your people throughout the world to Your honor and glory. In Christ's name, for His sake, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Tim. In the past couple years, we've spent a lot of time sort of going over the history of Thanksgiving and some of the things that got enrooted in this holiday over the years. But I'm going to just give you a brief sort of overview of the top 10 historical Thanksgiving facts here. Thanksgiving Day is celebrated on the fourth Thursday in November in the United States. Thanksgiving Day is celebrated on the second Monday in October in Canada. The Plymouth Pilgrims were the first to celebrate the Thanksgiving. They celebrated the first Thanksgiving Day in the fall of 1621. The Wampanoag Indians were the people who taught the Pilgrims how to cultivate the land. The Pilgrim leader, Governor William Bradford, had organized the first Thanksgiving feast in the year 1621 and invited the neighboring Indians also to the feast. The state of New York officially made Thanksgiving Day an annual custom in 1817. And some of us like to watch this. The annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade began in 1920. And who would you think is the state that consumes the most turkeys? Anybody have any idea? Come on, most of the time I can't keep you quiet, Tico. Come on. Anybody? Hazard a guess. No, it's not North Carolina. No. I don't even think they have turkeys. They're still frozen up there. So. Californians consume the largest number of turkeys in the United States each year. By the fall of 1621, only half of the pilgrims who had sailed on the Mayflower survived. The survivors, thankful to be alive, decided to hold a Thanksgiving feast. At this time, we're going to show a little video clip that may take you guys back down memory lane a little bit. It's from an old TV show. Sort of shows how far we've gone in the wrong direction as a country, because when you see what they were able to put on network television back when this show aired. It's Father Knows Best. You can see that back then this country stood for something, and let's hope that we go back to those roots at some point.
Hello, kitten.
Hi, Daddy.
Hello, darling.
Hi, Mommy.
Oh, Dad, dear honey. What's an old poem anyway?
Daddy didn't think it was any good.
Oh, kitten, that's not true.
Yes, it is. I heard him say it.
Oh.
Listen to me, honey. You're right. I didn't think it was too good. But I was wrong. You see, I expected it to be perfect. Let me tell you something that happened to me once when I was in school. I was asked to give my opinion of a poem. I did. I said it was the worst thing I'd ever heard in my life. You know, that poem was written by William Shakespeare, probably one of the greatest poets that ever lived. I never did live that down.
Then I guess you don't know too much about poetry, do you, Daddy?
Not a thing.
That's okay. I forgive you.
Anybody home? Hi, sis.
Hi, Dad.
Bud, what are you doing home?
Ooh, I don't know. Bunch of goofs sitting around talking about football. What good is that?
What about your dinner with the team?
Guess I just wasn't hungry.
Wasn't hungry? You?
I am now, though.
Anybody home?
Oh, hi, sis.
Hi.
Betty, have you had dinner?
Nope.
I thought you were going to tackle turkey with the littles.
Well, I was, but... Well, suddenly I got an awful headache, and, well, there were too many people around, and... So after the program was over, I decided I'd come home.
Did they watch me on television?
Mm-hmm.
Did they laugh at me?
Oh, of course not.
I better not hear anybody laughing at you. I'd punch them right in the nose.
You would, Bud?
I sure would, Knothead. Besides, I thought it was a swell poem. Kind of short, but great.
Why didn't you finish it, honey?
Because it was Thanksgiving. I wanted my mommy, my daddy, my brother, and my sister. I was lonesome.
Gee.
You have us now, honey.
Mother, I was lonesome, too.
Oh, Jim.
Margaret, not you, too.
Yes, me, too.
What's the matter with you, Bud?
Nothing. I just felt like blowing my nose, that's all.
Then blow. Good grief. We all sound like the third act of Uncle Tom's Cabin.
Then what are we waiting for? Betty, get some plates. Kathy, you sit there. Bud, pull up a chair. I'll get this one for Mommy.
There's nothing like hamburgers for Thanksgiving.
I'm starving.
So am I.
You know something? This is the happiest unhappy Thanksgiving I've ever spent.
Well, I feel I'd like to say thanks in a rather special way. Oh, Lord, we give thee thanks from the depths of our humble hearts for all the blessings thou hast seen fit to bestow upon us. We thank thee for the food which graces our table, the roof which covers our head. We thank thee for the privilege of living as free men in a country which respects our freedom and our personal rights to worship and think and speak as we choose. We thank thee for making us a family, for giving us sincerity and understanding. But most of all, dear Lord, we thank thee for giving us the greatest gift a family may know, the gift of love for one another. Amen.
Amen.
Can't imagine that being shown nowadays, but we think about the greatest gift of love, and we all know what that greatest gift of love was, our Savior, the Lord Jesus, and His willingness to come down and take all our sin upon Him. This time, as our lights come back, I'm going to stall a little bit because we have a reading by one of our young fellows. He's got better eyes than some of us old guys, so he might still be able to pull this off with limited light. Miles Barefoot's going to read a couple of humorous Thanksgiving stories for us.
Okay, I think I got it. Okay. This is called Giving Thanks. One Thanksgiving season, a family was seated around their table, looking at the annual holiday bird. From the oldest to the youngest, they were to express their praise. When they came to the five-year-old in the family, he began by looking at the turkey and expressing his thanks to the turkey, saying, although he had not tasted it, he knew it would be good. After the rather novel expression of Thanksgiving, he began with a more predictable line of credits, thanking his mother for the cooking the turkey and his father for buying the turkey. But then he went beyond that. He joined together a whole hidden multitude of benefactors, linking them with cause and effect. He said, I thank you for the checker at the grocery store who checked out the turkey. I thank you for the grocery store people who put it on the shelf. I thank you for the farmer who made it fat. I thank you for the man who made the feed. I thank you for those who brought the turkey to the store. Using his Columbo-like little mind, he traced the turkey all the way from its origin to the plate. And then, at the end, he solemnly said, did I leave anybody out? His three-year-old brother, embarrassed by all the proceedings, said, God. Solemnly and without being flustered at all, the five-year-old said, I was about to get to them. Well, isn't that the question about which we ought to think at Thanksgiving time? Are we really going to get to him at this Thanksgiving?
Thank you, Miles. At this time, we're going to have a special numbering song from the praise team. this time we have another one of our young men, Thomas Hawks, bring us some famous Thanksgiving quotes.
Hello, my name's Thomas Hawks, and I'm going to read some Thanksgiving quotes about gratitude and Thanksgiving. Joannes A. Gertner said, "To speak gratitude is courteous and pleasant. To enact gratitude is generous and noble, but to live gratitude is to touch heaven." Melody Battle said, "Gratitude unlocks the fullness of life. It turns what we have into enough and more. It turns denial into acceptance, chaos to order, confusion to clarity. It can turn a meal into a feast, a house into a home, a stranger into a friend. Gratitude makes sense of our past, brings peace for today, and creates a vision for tomorrow." Frank A. Clark, "If a fellow isn't thankful for what he's got, he isn't likely to be thankful for what he's going to get." Fred DeWitt Van Amberg, "None is more impoverished than the one who has no gratitude. Gratitude is currency that we can mint for ourselves and spend without fear of bankruptcy." John F. Kennedy, "As we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter words, but to live by them." William Faulkner, "Gratitude is quality similar to electricity. It must be produced and discharged and used up in order to exist at all." George Herbert, Thou that hast given so much to me, give one thing more, a grateful heart. Not thankful when it pleases me, as if thy blessings had spare days, but such a heart whose pulse may be thy praise." Henry Ward Beecher, "The unthankful heart discovers no mercies, but let the thankful heart sweep through the day, and as the magnet finds the iron, so it will find in every hour some heavenly blessing." Linus from the Peanuts, "In the year 1621, the Pilgrims held their first Thanksgiving feast. They invited the great Indian chief, Massasoit, who brought 90 of his brave Indians and a great abundance of food. Governor William Bradford and Captain Miles Standish were honored guests. Elder William Brewster, who was a minister, said a prayer that went something like this: We thank God for our homes and our food and our safety in a new land. We thank God for the opportunity to create a new world for freedom and justice." Jay Clayton said, "Thanksgiving is a season that is very much in accord with the themes and teachings of Jesus Christ." William Shakespeare, "O Lord, that lends me life, lend me a heart replete with thankfulness." Thomas Merton, "Our knowledge of God is perfected by gratitude. We are thankful and rejoice in the experience of truth that He is love." Apostle Paul, "Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift." Albert Barnes, "Praise now is one of the great duties of the redeemed. It will be their employment forever." Donald Curtis, It is impossible to be negative while we give thanks." And finally, G.A. Johnson Rose, "If I have enjoyed the hospitality of the host of the universe, who daily spreads a table in my sight, surely I cannot do less than acknowledge my dependency." Thank you.
Thank you, Thomas. My dad was a little bit worried that some of these young men would not speak out and speak with expression. So even though I implored them to do so, he thought it was necessary to make another phone call and tell them to speak with expression and put some emotion into it. I think Thomas got the memo, so we appreciate that. This time we'll have a scripture reading by Harvey Apple.
There are a lot of scriptures in the Old Testament and in the New, and I'm going to read from both. First one is Psalm 100, verses 1 through 5. This is very familiar to all of us. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Ephesians 5:20, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Psalm 95:1 and 2, O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. Colossians 4:2, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Psalm 50, verse 14, offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High. Philippians 4:6, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And last, back to the Psalms. Psalm 136, verses 1 through 4 and verse 23. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. Who remembered us in our low estate, for his mercy endureth forever.
We can read a lot of famous quotes and beautiful poetry, but nothing says more about thanksgiving and a grateful heart than going right to God's Word and the Scripture and having that open before us. This time, you're not going into your turkey comas till tomorrow. So, I mean, some of you look like you may almost be there now. But we're going to give you an opportunity to sing again, and it's going to be a little interactive. We're going to sing This Is the Day, so you're going to have to follow along when it's your side's turn to sing, okay? Let me see if I can get the words up here for you. I think I have the words here. I do. All right, we're going to start out over here. You're going to have to stand to do this. Come on. Come on, stand on up. You're midway through the service. Get up now. Then you can sit back down the last half. Then you can get back up and eat, okay? This is the day you guys are echoing over here, okay? Sing it out now.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it.
Everybody.
This is the day.
Was okay, but that wasn't really good, you know. You sounded pretty good when you came together. I want to see how you do by yourself this time. Well, let's do it one more time, okay? Here we go. This side, well, maybe if we flip it up. Do you guys do better starting or echoing? I mean, what do you prefer? Okay, I know you can go with it either way. We'll let this, we don't want them to feel slighted, and we'll let them start it off and you guys echo. Here we go.
This is the day. That the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. We will rejoice, and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made.
much better. You may be seated. Thank you. This time I'll ask you to open up your hymnals. We're going to sing two verses of a Thanksgiving staple. If I can get our minstrels back up here, count your blessings. Our minstrels are a little confused right now, so. Number 563 in your hymnal, first and third stanza of number 563. I'm just giving him time to get over there. Okay. All right, here we go. Sing it out now.
When upon life's billows you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one, count your blessings, see what God has.
You keep going. I like the sound of it. Let's do the fourth verse instead of the third. Okay, here we go. You can see this was all well rehearsed. Okay. Fourth stanza, number 563.
So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged. God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend. Help and comfort give you to your journey's end. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done.
Very good. All right, this time we've asked another one of our young men to come up here and tell us a few things that he's thankful for, our brother David Stroutman.
Good evening. I have to admit, it's a little convicting sometimes speaking on what we're thankful for, because I don't feel like sometimes we're as thankful for things, or I'm not as thankful for things as I should be. So, but I was thinking about some of the things that God had given me and starting to realize just how much I have to be thankful for. This is not by any means a comprehensive list, but I wanted to list just a few things that to me the Lord really has blessed me with. And for starters, I'm really thankful for my wife. I've been all different parts of the country, seeing girls all over the country, but I just want you to know that Mariana is something really special, and I'm sure she's turning red right now. But, some things about her I really appreciate. For one is her love. She's very loving and kind, and besides being very beautiful as well, she is one of the most prepared people for working in the home, which she feels is her God-given calling. She's very skilled in her work. Y'all don't know a lot of what she's skilled in yet, but you sure will. She's very good at knitting, quilling, which I don't know who all knows what quilling is, but it's really cool. Ask her afterwards. She's really good at cooking. She's good at cleaning and organizing. Oh my goodness, she's crazy good at organizing. Anyway, but she's really a real woman of virtue, and I'm really blessed to have her as my wife. But I also am very thankful for my family. The Lord's blessed me with two wonderful parents who have taught me the ways of the Bible, the ways of God, and have raised me in the fear of the Lord. And because of my parents, I've learned most of what I know today. And I got three wonderful brothers, and now I got three more brothers and seven more sisters. So I'm incredibly blessed. But you know what? Beyond just all the things that I have as far as the physical blessings, there's another blessing that to me I hold dear. In 2 Peter chapter 1 in verse 2 says, "Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called us by his glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust." I'm not going to expound on it except as to say, focus on that everything that we has been given to us that pertains to life and godliness. And furthermore, the Bible is filled with these exceedingly great and precious promises that we can hold on to. And the more we hold on to them, the more we realize just all the wonderful things that we have in the Lord. To me, one of the things that means the most to me about the Lord is his mercy. Because the more I examine my own life, the more I see my need. Ironically, the more I see my need, the more his glory shines forth. The more I see his worth, the more my need is. And, you know, I was talking with Mariana today, and she reminded me of something, too, that about Thanksgiving, that looking ahead to Christmas, we have the ultimate thing to be thankful for. And in Christmas, we have the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. And kind of like the quote we had just a little bit ago, as God was the host of this universe, he was not required to come down, but he came down as a baby, was born, and grew up to an adult, living a perfect life, all for our sin, he went to the cross and died. And that is the greatest thing we have to be thankful for. And I really appreciate our Lord Jesus, and I hope that I will learn to appreciate him more and daily give him that offering of thanks that it talks about in the Bible. I wanted to leave you with something I wrote. I'm not incredible at poetry, but so just bear with me anyway. This is actually a poem I wrote a while back that I altered somewhat and brought it a little more up to date. And I called it Most Cherished. These I have loved. My wife, a gift the Lord did send, so true, so wise, my friend to the end. My dad, my mom, my three brothers too, the golden sunshine on sparkling dew. Desserts like ice cream, cookies and pie, and turkey. Fighter jets screaming through the air up high. Lake water which on cold days ices. Remote control cars, computers, devices. Going to church and enjoying the singing. Listening to bells on Christmas ringing. Snow that falls so thick and white. Doing simple things as flying a kite. Playing piano on a warm afternoon. Listening to music with a happy tune. Sledding down a snowy bank. Skipping rocks which on the last bounce sank. Licking icing off my birthday cake. Drawing things that I hope to make. Thinking on long trips while I sit quite still. Reading the Bible so I know God's will. But the one I love most by and by is Christ my Lord enthroned on high. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, David. If any of you need any cooking, cleaning, organizing, you may want to see him afterwards. He may hire out his wife. He may not have to work if he did that, you know. It's nice to see someone who's thankful for their family, but also thankful for the Lord Jesus as well. This time, we're going to do another special number, but we want you guys to sing with us on this one. This is a very special Thanksgiving song. It's number 11 in your red hymnals. It's called My Tribute. So just join in where you can, and we're going to sing My Tribute. Speaker of the evening, I've asked my son, Patrick Apple, to tell us what he's thankful for. And I'm sure it's not going to be as glowing as David's was about Mariana, about me.
Good evening. I was actually sitting over there listening to David talk about his beautiful wife, and I was like, well, I don't have a wife to be thankful for, but I'm sure there's a lot of women out there that are thankful I'm not their husband, so. But. So in 10 minutes, how do you talk about all the things you're thankful for? I mean, when my grandfather asked me to put together some thoughts, I didn't know where to begin. And so I thought of a little different way to do it. I broke it up into two different things, my earthly life and my eternal life. And the best way to tell you what all I'm thankful for in my earthly life is to kind of take on a brief life story of mine, of my life story. And I don't say any of this for my glory or anything, but I won't. You guys to see how thankful I am for God's will in my life and how it's been evident as I look back. I might not always be aware of it, but just the doors he's opened and the doors he's closed, and I'm just super thankful for that and for all the other things along the way, and I'll get into that more as we go along. So first of all, I'm thankful that I was born into a Christian family 24 years ago. I was born right here in Greensboro, and not only was my family Christian, but they went to this assembly. So I'm super thankful that I grew up in a place where I could get the Word of God taught to me every week, and it was founded in the Bible and not on the writings of man, and I'm just so thankful for that, and it shaped my life And I'm actually just ashamed that I'm not further along in my walk with the teaching that I've been brought up in. But I'm super thankful for that. And from there, I went to school. And at school and at church, I developed friendships. And my favorite person in the Bible was King David. And I loved reading about King David and his fights and his, you know, all the girls liked him. He was the cool dude. But as I got older, I learned more about David and Jonathan. And that's now my favorite story in the Bible, other than the story of Christ, because I don't think there's any other love shown besides Christ than David and Jonathan from Jonathan's side. So Jonathan is now actually my favorite because Jonathan gave up everything for his friend because he loved him. And I'm thankful to say that God has brought a lot of Jonathan. I'm sorry, I'm his son, so I'm emotional. So thinking about all the Jonathans God has brought into my life, I'd be too long to name here, but I'm so thankful for them. And from school, I always played football in school, and I told my dad that one day I wanted to play in an Atlantic Coast Conference on an ACC field. And, it turns out that no ACC team wanted me, so I was like, there was this one team that wanted me called U.S. Naval Academy, and it was between me and a couple other guys. And so I decided I'm not going to play football at an ACC school, so I'm going to go to the Naval Academy and play football there. Well, they chose somebody else at the last minute, so I was, I'm going to NC State. I got in there. I'm just going to go play there. I mean, go to school there and not play football. Well, I'd already decided to go to school there, and they gave me a call. My dad got a call from the coach and said, or from somebody in the office, and they wanted me to play football. So God closed those doors, and I think it was kind of a test for me, and I'm thankful that I don't always get what I want because he brings things about so much better. And not only was the good thing about going to state that I was there with my, got to be able to play on the ACC team, but a lot of the Jonathans that I talked about were at school there. So God brought me back to my friends, too. And Jordan Shelley was there. And I kind of joke with him. I told him he was my mom at college because he kept me straight on a lot of things. So I was very thankful that he was there with me. And after school, after NC State, I got a few injuries and a few bumps. But I was about to graduate with a history degree. And I'm like, what am I going to do with all this World War II knowledge? I don't think I can go be on the History Channel because that's all about aliens and stuff now. So, but my sister, let my older sister Constance into law school. And so I kind of tagged along and said, hey, how'd you get into law school? Do you think it's possible for me to get into law school? Well, my grade point average wasn't very good. But God brought certain people into my life and allowed me to take a test a certain way that I got into law school. So I'm very thankful for that because, trust me, it was not on my own doing because I didn't do enough to get into law school, except for God was looking out for me. And God brought me back home here to Greensboro. And I'm thankful for that because I didn't realize how much you miss where you came from and what you learned growing up until you go away. And I'm thankful for the relationships and family that I went away from school, and I'm thankful to be back with them. And so that brings me to what I'm eternally grateful for. That was my earthly life. And along the way, I had some heartbreak and stuff, and my family was there. I got to say I'm thankful for my family, or they're going to go home and kill me tonight. So I'm very thankful for them, because without them, I couldn't be up here standing here telling you I'm thankful for anything. But, well, with Christ, I could. Sorry. I'm getting to that. So anyways, I think the best way to describe my earthly life is to read a passage out of this book, my eternal thankfulness, sorry. And it's about a little girl. It's written by author Ken Geyer. A little girl who lived at the edge of a forest wandered off one day into the woods and thought she would explore all the dark secrets of the forest. The farther she wandered, the denser it became, till she lost her bearings and could not find her way back. As darkness descended, fear gripped her, and all her screams and sobs only wearied her until she fell asleep in the woods. Friends, family, and volunteers combed the area and gave up in the thick of the night. Early the next morning, as her father began his search afresh and alone, he suddenly caught a glimpse of his little girl lying on a rock, and calling her by name, he ran as fast as he could. She woke up startled and threw her arms out to him. Wrapped in his tight embrace, she repeated over and over, "Daddy, I found you." And that makes me think, you know, here I am talking about my life and how people might think I did it on my own and that I found God, but God thought enough of me to send his son to come find me and to die on the cross for me. And that a little 7-year-old boy lying in his bed, scared and alone because he didn't know what was going to happen to him when he died, God cared enough to send his son to die for him that he might not be scared anymore. And I want to leave you with a verse from 2 Corinthians 9:15. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift, and his because of his indescribable gift that I have life eternal. Thank you.
Thank you, Patrick. We've asked one other young man, and I know he's eager to get up here and share a Thanksgiving poem with you, Eric Aguilar.
Hola, amigos. I'm going to be reading a Thanksgiving poem. The sun hath shed its kindly light. Our harvesting is gladly o'er. Our fields have felt no killing blight. Our bins are filled with goodly store. From pestilence, fire, flood, and sword, we have been spared by thy decree. And now with humble hearts, O Lord, we come to pay our thanks to thee. We feel that had our merits been the measure of thy gifts to us, we erring children born of sin might not now be rejoicing thus. No deed of ours hath brought us grace. When thou were nigh, our sight was dull. We hid in trembling from thy face. But thou, O God, wert merciful. Thy mighty hand o'er all the land hath still been open to bestow those blessings which our wants demand from heaven whence all blessings flow. Thou hast with ever watchful eye looked down on us with holy care, and from thy storehouse in the sky hast scattered plenty everywhere. Then lift up we our songs of praise to thee, O Father, good and kind. To thee we consecrate our days. Be thine the temple of each mind. With incense sweet our thanks ascend before thy works our powers pall. Though we should strive years without end, we could not thank thee for all of, for them all. By Paul Lawrence Dunbar.
We've done a lot of things over the years here at Shannon Hills Bible Chapel, and I think one of the traditions that's been my favorite is the singing of Bless This House. It's been in the family for a long time. Our sister Kathleen Freeman has sung that song for us for many years, and it never really seemed like Thanksgiving till after I heard that song. And now we've asked our brother Greg Whittemore to carry on that tradition and bring us his rendition of Bless This House. And when he finishes, I'm going to ask our brother Mark Armfield to come up and close our service in prayer and just bless the food that we're about to partake of.
Like a prayer, bless. bless the folk who dwell within. Keep them pure and free from sin. Bless us all that we may be fit, O Lord, to dwell with Thee. Bless us all that one day we may dwell, O Lord, with Thee.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you so much for the privilege of being just to be here tonight. Lord, I know that every heart here has much to be thankful for. We are a blessed people, especially here in the United States. Lord, there's many countries where people are suffering greatly, and Lord, just having the opportunity even today to prepare shoeboxes for the children that literally live with nothing, we just are so thankful for what you provide for each one of us. We're thankful for this building, Father, that was provided so many years ago, and now without heat in the main building, Lord, a night like tonight, would have been difficult to have met at all. And so we thank you for that provision you made even so many years ago. We thank you for the love that's among the saints here. We thank you for the ones that came and shared tonight through song and spoken word and poetry. And Father God, we just thank you. Most of all for your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we don't say that just as a matter of the program or that it's something to be taken lightly, but were it not for He, none of us would be here and have anything to rejoice over. So we thank you for your Son, for His willingness to come and to bear the penalty for our sin on the cross of Calvary. We pray now that you bless the remainder of our evening, bless the fellowship and the time we can spend with friends, and just give us a good day tomorrow and help us once again as we gather with our families to reflect on even something that was said tonight, but most of all to reflect on our thankfulness to you for everything that you provided. For it's in your name we pray. Amen.